Welcome to Career Buzz, the unique radio conversation that empowers lives, enriches careers, and energizes organizations. I'm Mark Franklin, practice leader of a team of professional career counselors at CareerCycles.com and co-founder of One Life Tools. I'm pleased to be your host on Career Buzz. From actors to writers and from grips to graphic designers, work in entertainment has a lot of variability which affects careers, lives, lifestyle, and even mental health. With all these ups and downs, how can entertainment professionals stay resilient in their careers? One answer is finding alternative income-generating activities in the face of work inconsistency. In partnership with the AFC, the Lifeline for Canada's entertainment industry, Career Cycles is pleased to offer this special series of our Career Buzz podcast, featuring success stories of entertainment community professionals who found alternative income-generating activities. In this episode of Career Buzz, in partnership with the AFC, we hear from Tony Napo. Tony Napo has been painting houses longer than he's been an actor and says they're both a craft. Giving someone a quote is just like an audition. Show up, do a good job, and be a good person to work with. Here's my interview with Tony Napo. Hey, so Tony Napo, thanks so much for joining us here on Career nice Buzz.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me. Thanks for inviting me. I just woke up.
So what do you like about all the things you're doing in your career?
Up until this year, I've been just enjoying a slow, steady, you know, ascension or whatever the fuck you call a career. Started out years ago doing little parts, and parts got bigger and better as I got older and jumped back and forth between stage and film and television. And they complement each other to a degree. You know, I think television makes me more specific and nuanced, or film, and the stage forces you to make strong choices. Brave choices, bold choices, whatever fucking word people use. And then it's just gotten better and better as I get older. You know, I've been lucky over the years to be in the odd American thing that gets a lot of high profile eyeballs on it. And that's how you build a career in Canada, by working for other people.
Right on.
As we can see now during these strikes that we're not a part of at all. When foreign interests leave our country, we don't really have an industry.
And so during this work pause, what else have you been doing to earn money?
I've always been able to paint houses. That's my thing. I started doing that 40 years ago. I've been acting for 30. So I'm a really good, you know, I'm a master house painter at this point. I've done thousands of homes and a couple of big stores. I've done theaters in town, Canadian stage lobbies, and Tarragon inside and out, and coal mine back in the day in their old home. I did every inch of that place. So I know what I'm doing. People know I do it. People pass my name to each other, and that's it. You know,
what would you say are the skills?
The difference between painting and acting in Canada is people actually need a fucking painter.
The skills that cross over from the acting career and dealing with clients and the painting career that you have on
sure.
the side.
When you go to give someone a quote, essentially that's an audition. That's a meeting. You know, it's not just about the amount of money they're going to spend. They're going to get a sense of who I am, and I try to be fairly open and honest. You know, I'm not a guy with a filter, as they say. I mean, I don't make a point of being obnoxious or anything, but I don't try to hide who I am, because people are either going to enjoy my presence or not. My work speaks for itself. It's not unlike acting. My work is my work, but you're going to have to put up with me while I'm there. that could go either way with people. But I just try to be fair. I try to make sure the communication is always back and forth. You know, contracting world, people can sometimes hire people who disappear once they get a deposit. I often don't even take a deposit. You know, I'm kind of a handshake guy. You know, when people start asking me to sign stuff, I get nervous and I don't want to fucking work for them. I'm gonna honor my half of the agreement. I assume you're gonna honor yours, meaning you're gonna pay me what we agreed you'll pay me. And I pretty much never ask for anything more. When I give you a price, that's the price. Stick to it. Do a good job. Same thing I tell young actors: show up, do a good job, be a good person to work with.
So there's that work ethic. There's that showing up. So there's some of those personal qualities that cross over from the film and TV world and the entertainment world and the painting world.
For sure. And also, you know, the craft itself, they're both crafts. I can teach you how to paint and I can teach you how to act in 20 minutes, but you're going to have to do it over and over and over and over again to get to the point where I don't see your work. And in my mind, those are the best results. You look around a room and you think, how the fuck did this guy do this? You know? Or sometimes that's more of a painting thing. You need to develop a painter eye, but say a carpenter, you look at a table and you can't see where it was joined. You can't see where the legs connect. How did they do it? Where are the screws? Where is the glue? That's a craftsman. Same with acting. If I can see you acting, you're not that good at it. I want to get lost in what you're doing and forget your acting. Just watch somebody be a human being in a circumstance in front of me, you know?
How do you balance the flexibility required, right? Because acting has all of a sudden a demand. You need to be there. And then, you know, you've got this paint contract on the side. How do you balance that and keep yourself flexible?
That's partly why I do this, because I can be flexible. I'm not working for anybody. I'm working for myself. Sometimes I'm employing other people. But so the communication becomes very important. I'll say to somebody, you know, this is a 3-day job. Here's my plan. But that could change. That's the downside in hiring me. I might be here tomorrow. I might not be here tomorrow. But I'll let you know. I'll always give you a notice as soon as I know. And at the end of the day, mostly I only paint for people who know me already. And often those people are in this industry to whatever extent, to actors, directors, crew people, producers.
So they know, and they recognize that flexibility situation.
Yeah. As opposed to, you know, if my neighbor hires me and they're a lawyer and I say, okay, this will take 3 days and I don't show up for 2 days, it's like, where the fuck are you? And I'm like, well, you know, I told you this might happen.
My guest today is Tony Napo on Career Buzz here. I'm your host, Mark Franklin. We're talking about work and how to balance film and television work with other work, especially during a work pause like we experience now. So Tony, some people say that there's a stigma associated with working outside of film and television. You know, does it mean, oh, you couldn't make it because you need this side gig? What would you say to people who feel that stigma?
Well, go ahead and feel that. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck what they think? You know, I've said to somebody recently, whatever you do to pay your bills outside of acting doesn't define you as an actor. It just defines you as someone who pays your fucking bills. You know, what are you going to do? Sit around and I'm too good to pay my rent. I'm too good to earn a living. And I do this, you know, I make a living. I've been making a living for a couple of decades now, acting easily. But in my downtime, depending on where I'm at in my life, I still paint, you know, I'm painting a lot this year because there's no acting to be done. Or there hasn't been up until now. I'm just starting to do a few things. But in previous years, you know, even if I work 100 days a year in acting, that's a good amount of days to work in a year. You know, anything over 50, 60 days, you're making good money. You're making a good living. But you still have 200 days off, you know. So what the fuck do you do?
So what would you say, it's a delicate subject, but in terms of your income, what fraction comes from acting and what fraction comes from house painting?
I make an entire living from house painting every year, hands down, easily. But it doesn't hurt to have more money. I have a kid who likes spending money. There's always slow times. You know, you plan for the slow times. You're going to need money. Your fridge is going to break. Your roof is going to leak, whatever. You always need money. But for me, the better reason to do this, even when I don't need money, is you need purpose. When I wake up in the morning, if I don't have anything to do, I'm like a rock. I won't move. You know, I'm only outside now because I had to walk the dog. I'm really susceptible to not moving, you know? So when I wake up, oh, today I got to go price a job, and then I'm going to go order some paint for that next job I'm doing Thursday, so it's ready. And then I'll go actually do the job. You know, I'm painting Gavin Crawford's house right now. So that's what I do. Like, I usually have a few jobs on the go. People I need to go give a quote to, people who I've already booked, and I need to double check that they're still on schedule, that the paint is ready, that, you know, there's a bunch of different areas as things are in different stages of being done or addressed or attended to.
Right on.
So yeah, there's always something to do, but it gives me purpose. It gives me tasks, you know, I'm a task oriented guy. Go ahead.
So, you know, with these twists and turns in your story and these kind of dual careers that you've had for 30 plus years,
sure.
What lessons have you learned personally that you can share with listeners about, you know, how to balance these kinds of needs and things, especially, you know, as we are experiencing it during this work pause? What have you learned that you can share?
Well, one thing specifically, I think that'll serve your purposes is, you know, don't take anything for granted. I've been now on series that, you know, I felt like, wow, here I am. I've arrived. The money's rolling in. It's always going to roll in. And it's not gonna, you know, that's just the nature of this business. No matter how busy you are, no matter how busy you get, you're going to have dry spots. And you need to plan for those. And you need to not have your head up your ass and realize this is Canada. And in Canada, I can speak to Toronto specifically, but I imagine it's the same for everywhere. Not all actors make a living. You know, most actors, I think the average is like $14,000 a year, something like that. So you're only serving yourself to have some kind of supplemental backup, whether it's a backup or whether it's a co-existing state that where you do both. You know, I do both those things, and I teach now acting as well. Independently, I have an administrator. We teach like maybe a session a month, every other month, whatever the demand is. And that's a thing I love doing, but I'm not going to be able to make a living doing that alone. I make a bit of money doing it, but again, it's just, you know, we're all going to die one day. So you really want to fill your life with doing as many things as you can that you enjoy doing. And that's the thing about house painting too. At this point, once the job's set up, I roll in, I put some music in, and I just fucking go. Like, it's all zen. I don't actually have to think about anything I'm doing. It's all in the prep, quite like acting too. It's all in the prep. Then you just show up and have fun, have a smoke, have a sandwich, you know, change the playlist up. Next thing you know, the day's over and it's time to go home and walk the dog and lick your wounds and get ready for another one.
And have had a day of purpose.
Yeah. Purpose, accomplishment. You know, I leave at the end of the day and people are happy. You know, if I go do a film, I got to wait a year to see if anybody liked it. But I'll know immediately if somebody's like, oh my God, I love it. And, you know, mostly they're saying, I like the color I picked, but I like to somehow take some of the credit.
That's great. Tony Napo, thanks so much for joining us here on Career Buzz.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks. I really appreciate you reaching out and just sending love to everybody and hoping these strikes get resolved really soon, or the other one gets resolved soon and we all get back to work.
You've been listening to a special Career Buzz series in partnership with the AFC, the Lifeline for Canada's entertainment industry. I'm your host, Mark Franklin, and you can find out more about us and about career counseling for you or someone you care about at careercycles.com. In this special series, we feature entertainment community professionals who found alternative income-generating work. If you have any comments on this episode, please email me. It's mark@careercycles.com. Technical production was by Heidi Hung. Subscribe to to Career Buzz on your favorite podcast app and find it at the podcast link on careercycles.com. Thank you for listening to Career Buzz.